I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A lot of Cubans are about to be looking for a job. That was the gist of yesterday's announcement that the Cuban government will lay off 500,000 state workers during the next 6 months. Now, Cuba's leadership has some ideas about what they might do next. A document obtained today by the Associated Press outlines some suggestions. They include raising rabbits, painting buildings, making bricks, and collecting garbage. Andy Gomez is a senior fellow for Cuban studies at the University of Miami. He was born in Cuba. And Andy, you say you left just before the Bay of Pigs?
3 days before Bay of Pigs.
And you've lived here ever since. You're in Miami. On the bad side, of course, about 500,000 people are going to be losing their jobs in Cuba.
Yeah.
On the good side, it's tempting to see this emphasis on private sector business, which I assume that you would have encouraged as being beneficial because it makes people less reliant on the Cuban government. So how do you see it?
Well, you know, with mixed feelings. That's a lot of people to be left without employment. There's two sides to this. It will give the Cuban people the opportunity to start off their own business. But Cuba's economy today is the worst that it's ever been, even after the special period. Psychologically, also, is the other side. They've been told for almost 52 years that it's the state that provides to them. And now, all of a sudden, the state cuts the legs from underneath them. I hope Cubans will be able to start some small businesses that will help them in the short term. But in the long term, what Cuba needs is foreign investment. And there's no structure in place that will encourage a foreign investor or any country to put money into Cuba because there's no security for it. So I think you almost have to start from scratch.
Well, maybe that's what the government, maybe that's what the government is trying to do, start from scratch. You mentioned that the economy is in dire straits and hasn't been this bad since the special period, being the time after the Soviet Union collapsed.
Correct.
But Cuba still does have friends in the region, certainly Venezuela, Hugo Chavez being a major friend of Fidel Castro. It also has investment from the rest of the world, and perhaps this might play into the hands of those in the United States who would encourage the removal of sanctions from Cuba, from the U.S. and Cuba doing business together. Do you see that as a possible outgrowth of a move like this?
I do think about a month ago, the Obama administration was talking about lifting the travel ban. Now, I don't see this administration lifting the embargo. And the bottom line, when you look at the debt and what Cuba owes many countries, unless they forgive their entire debt, Cuba, just they're not going to be able to survive no matter what economic reforms they put in place. The other factor here is the appearance of what we now call here in Miami the mummy. Fidel's back in the picture. That has some symbolic influence on Raul because Raul has never stood up to Fidel. The longer he's alive, the less Raul can actually introduce some of these reforms or even consolidate power.
Andy, we know that a lot of Americans send remittances to family members overseas.
Yes.
The remittances have somewhat been restricted by the United States government years ago. But do you know, have you heard about anyone in the Cuban diaspora in the Florida area who might have heard from some of their relatives in Cuba because they're now worried about where the money's going to come from? Are they seeking money from relatives here in the U.S.?
At the highest point, we calculated that there was $800 million going in, and I'm talking about the 90s. We estimate that if at all, $250 million will go in this year, given the downside of the economy, even here in the United States, which has made it very difficult. And I talk to Cubans on the island every week, and I talk to Cubans here in Miami that are being asked for more and more and more. But the case is that there's very little to buy in Cuba right now. There's a large scarcity of food, even in Havana. And what they tell me is that the money that is going in, what it's creating is a large inflation. And let me be specific. A can of sun-kissed tuna, they were telling me, that was going for $6.25. An egg for $1.50. So the little food that you can find is very expensive. And I am really hoping that these Cubans that are going to lose their government jobs that they're going to be able to make ends meet. But again, I just don't see the infrastructure in place provided by the government for foreign investment to come in at this time.
All right. Andy Gomez, thank you.
My pleasure.
Andy Gomez, Senior Fellow for Cuban Studies at the University of Miami.